We are on Sari. Yeah. Are you on Menasha?
Okay.
We are on Tzadi Amud Aleph. And we just got finished saying yesterday Rav Chisda's opinion. And again, Rav Chisda's opinion was there are two psukim that talk about a Navi telling people to be Eir Averis. One deals exclusively with Avodah Zarah. That pasuk we have in Zeresh Shav according to the Rabbanon to give him Skila. Rav Shimon said Chenek. But in that pasuk also is included the word Min Haderech. And Min Haderech means even partial. It means even temporary to violate Avodah Zarah. Then there's another pasuk that deals with other mitzvahs. Ahanavi Ashiyazel David Daber Bichmi, that I didn't say. That's to violate a mitzvah permanently. That only talks about a permanent bitul hamitzvah, and that doesn't have any gzeirah shava. And everybody would agree that that is chenek. That was Rav Chisda's opinion. The Rabbana, Rav Nuna asked. Rav Nuna's question on that was. The Braita says that the pasuk Lalechas Ba includes Asay and Loisesa. Where do you have an Asay and Avodah Zarah? Therefore, as we will see momentarily, Rav Nuna is going to argue with Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda's response is there is an Asay of Avodah Zarah to eradicate Avodah Zarah. And if the Navi would say one does not have to eradicate Avodah Zarah, that would be going to Skila because it's uprooting Avodah Zarah either on a permanent or a temporary basis, even though it is not the serving of Avodah Zarah, but as an Asay in the family of Avodah Zarah is included in the pasuk of the Lechas Ba that includes those mitzvahs, Asays, and Loiseses as well. Rav Nuna, we're up to Rav Nuna, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th line from the top. Rav Nuna disagrees. He says, Machlaikas Ba'ikar Agov, Bein Avodah Techovim, Bein Bishar Mitzvahs. He thinks that the Lechas Ba, which includes Asays and Loiseses, goes on all mitzvahs. That means the pasuk of Avodah Zarah is not only dealing with Avodah Zarah exclusively, like Rav Chisda understood, but rather is dealing with other mitzvahs as well. That if one uproots other mitzvahs, the same punishment awaits the Navi who tries to persuade people to uproot mitzvahs. And according to the Rabbanon, it would be Skila, according to Rav Shimon, would be Chenek. So he says, Machloik is the argument between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon, whether it's Chenek or not, or Skila, V'oikar Aguf, whether the guy is uproots the whole thing, Bein Avodah Techovim, Bein Bishar Mitzvahs. The Kiyum Mitzvahs, Ubitul Mitzvahs, Avodah Techovim. In the partials, the temporary, that's only about Avodah Zarah. That he agrees to Rav Chisda, that the partial uprooting, the Navi is only, the temporary uprooting, the Navi is only over, only would get punished for Avodah Zarah. The Rachmana Amra Min Haderach Atul Mitzvahs Derach, the Torah said, Min Haderach, on Avodah Zarah. The Lalechas Ba is after Min Haderach. The Min Haderach, which includes partial, is written on the Avodah Zarah part of the pasuk. Right? The pasuk says that, it said before, the pasuk before, Ba Oifus, Oizva, Moifus, Nelcho, Benavdo, Lehim, Acherim. Pasuk was talking about Avodah Zarah. In the next pasuk, it says, Lavichacha Min Haderach, that which means partial, temporary. That afterwards it says Lalechas Ba, which includes other mitzvahs, but the temporary is not included. Just, there's no pasuk for temporary for other mitzvahs. We say the other mitzvahs are only included if he does it permanently, not if he does it temporarily. So Rav Nuna's point of contention with Rav Chisda is whether other mitzvahs permanently are like Avodah Zarah permanently, and Rabbanon would say Skila, or not. But in the temporary department, there Rav Nuna agrees to Rav Chisda that the injunction and the punishment for a Navi who uproots Torah temporary is only by Avodah Zarah. By other mitzvahs, not only is he not punishable, but you listen to him. The Navi says to uproot another mitzvah temporarily, we listen. Elio Bar Carmel, this is what we listen to Nevi'im for. So there's no argument on that point. The argument is if a Navi wants to uproot Avodah Zarah in its entirety, is that if he wants to uproot Shabbos or Kashrus in its entirety permanently, he wants to uproot it permanently, then Rav Chisda would say, this is a different pasuk, there's no skila even according to the Rabbanon. And Rav Nuna would say that the words Lalechas Ba included other mitzvahs as well. Whereas Rav Chisda said Lalechas Ba was going on Aseiz of Avodah Zarah, Rav Nuna understands Lalechas Ba is to include other mitzvahs as well. So let's read it inside. Rav Nuna Amar Machloikas Ba'ik Ragum Bein Avodah Techovim Bein Bishar Mitzvahs. The Machloikas of Shimon and the Rabbanon is a is whether the Navi is uprooting the permanent mitzvah, whether it's Avodah Zarah or other mitzvahs, the key of mitzvahs or mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah. However, temporary, that's only about Avodah Zarah. Rachman Amar Min HaDerech, after the mitzvahs derech, which is going on Avodah Zarah only. Avul Kiya Mitzvahs, Bittul Mitzvahs of Bishar Mitzvahs, but if it's talking about temporarily uprooting Shabbos, or Kashrus, or anything else, Divrei HaKol Patur, because there you listen to the Navi, there is no pasuk to say that you don't listen. Meaning, the rules that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us are, I will never tell a Navi to do the following. And if he does that, if he tells you to do it, kill him. Now, in not included in that statement, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu never told us that he will never tell a Navi to temporarily uproot parts of the Torah. He will tell the Navi to uproot parts of the Torah. However, never Avodah Zarah. But he will never tell a Navi to permanently uproot a Torah, nor will he tell a Navi to even temporarily uproot Avodah Zarah. And therefore, that's what he's telling us. He's telling us, you don't trust the Navi, even if he proves it to you with all kinds of maifsim, all kinds of wonders and signs, don't listen to him. I'm telling you now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will never send a Navi for that. And therefore, if he does that, kill him. Whereas, to temporarily uproot another mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told us he won't send a Navi for it. Which means he will send Naviim for it sometimes. And therefore, if the Navi is a Navi Mukzik, and it's temporary, and it's not about Avodah Zarah, we listen to him. And the old Bar Carmel, Yitzchak listens to Avraham Avinu to let himself get killed. All those things are because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, never told us, that he will never send a Navi to temporarily uproot the Torah. Which means he will, which means we listen to him, yes.
There's a machlokes in that.
Yes. Well, not in the mitzvahs. The machlokes is in the permanence of other mitzvahs, whether it is chenek, skil, according to the Rabbanan or chenek. Yes. Well, according to, we don't know what Rav Hamnuna would say about mitzvahs asei of Avodah Zarah. See, Rav Chisda included that from the word leleches. Rav Hamnuna says leleches is to include other mitzvahs. So I don't know the answer to that question. Rashi, Zok Rashi, Ubein B'Shar Mitzvahs. Rashi's a little bit further down on the page. The high leleches bar le'mashmalei le'Rav Hamnuna v'nitatzdem. He doesn't think leleches bar is going to tell me the eradication of Avodah Zarah like Rav Chisda did. The Rachman Amar Min HaDerech. The Torah said Min HaDerech va'Avodah Zarah koi. Going on Avodah Zarah, that Kati Lo Yisravu Shar Mitzvahs Ba'in Yona, the Leleches Ba Kula Mashma. To him, Leleches Ba is going on other mitzvahs, and it's not Min HaDerech. Leleches Ba is going on the whole thing. Min HaDerech is a special by Avodah Zarah, Leleches Ba is going on other things. Divri Yaakov Pater, Ratulu Mechenek, the Hassan Zavar Shalom Siv. There it says a complete thing. The Lav, Divri Yaakov Pater is here, or we did, no, we haven't done Divri Yaakov Pater yet, I don't think. I don't think we have done the Brachot Pater yet, so we're going to leave it for later. Tana Rabbanan, back to the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Hamitznabai lakar davim in atayra. If a Navi comes to uproot something from the Taira, chayev. He is chayev. Now, notice the Brisa didn't say Avodah Zarah. We're not talking about Avodah Zarah. It also didn't say chayev what. It just said chayev. L'kayev mitzvus ubitul mevatul mitzvus. To keep part, it's even mevatel part, Reb Shimon Paiter. Now Rashi points out, Reb Shimon Paiter doesn't mean only Reb Shimon Paiter, the Gemara is going to point out. It means Reb Shimon also paters. Now why do we pick Reb Shimon? Is to tell me that, till now, Rabbanan were talking, and when they, we'll see, the Gemara will explain. But really, Reb Shimon Paiter is not to limit it to Reb Shimon. The Gemara is going to explain that nobody argues on this point. Everybody is in agreement that if a Navi comes along and temporary uproots another mitzvah, we listen to him. So therefore, it's not only Reb Shimon that says Pater, the Rabbanan would say Pater as well. If by Avodah Zarah, even if he says, serve it today and be mevatel it tomorrow, then divrei HaKol chayev. By Avodah Zarah, temporarily, everybody says it's chayev. Now, the Braita did not say chayev what. The Braita said a statement that if a person is misnabe lakar davim in atayra, he is chayev. But the Braita did not say chayev what. So now we're going to interpret the Braita. Abaye sabr lakar Rav Chisda. Abaye agrees to Rav Chisda that the, which Rav Chisda said before, that only by Avodah Zarah do the Rabbanan say skila. By other mitzvahs they agree chenek. umataris laka Rav Chisda, and he will read the brisa to you the way Rav Chisda would interpret the brisa. Rava sabar laka Rav Nuna, Rava agrees to Rav Nuna, umataris laka Rav Nuna, and he will interpret the brisa like Rav Nuna. And now the Gemara is going to go through it. Let's just catch up with Rashi. I still don't know where Divri HaKol Patur is. It was on the Gemara before. Latilu Michedek, the Hasam Davar Shalom Ksiv. It's talking about over there a complete thing. Now, Rashi is bothered. What Rashi is coming to answer in this Rashi is that according to Rav Nuna, that other pasuk that said, Acha Navi Ashi Yazid the Davar Davar Bishmi, what is that going on? Rav Chisda said one pasuk was dealing with Avodah Zarah, and one pasuk was dealing with other mitzvahs. According to Rav Nuna, Avodah Zarah is included in the pasuk of other mitzvahs. So that pasuk of Acha Navi Ashi Yazid the Davar Davar Bishmi, wouldn't that make sense to say it's going on temporary other mitzvahs, and that the Navi is killed? So Rashi, no. The Hasam Davar Shalom Siv, it says a complete thing, not a temporary thing. But I don't need it for a complete thing, because a complete thing I already included in the pasuk of Avodah Zarah. So Rashi V'lava Ikud Divrei Torah. It's not going on somebody uprooting the Torah. Hayki Yazid the Davar Davar Koi. Gossam skila for uprooting in the Torah at skila. El Azvorim Ba'alma. Rav Nuna learns the pasuk Acha Nazir Ashid Yidaver Daver Bishmi Ashid Yitzvitzik L'Daver. It's talking about when the Navi tells you to go to war. Nothing with violation of Torah. He learns that that second pasuk is not dealing with violation of Torah, but rather dealing with the Navi telling you something else, and he's telling you to do something, and he never was told that. You kill him. He's on Tzitzio Ben Kanana, like we had the story of Tzitzio Ben Kanana. Hayoyim avda, kalayin ha'ayim l'kiyam mitzvah subitul mitzvah. That's temporary. Kriv chizdom, the amra b'avayin is zaruhu d'pligi. Avu b'shar mitzvahs, the other mitzvahs, oikra gufu b'chenek, u'bitul mitzvahs pater. Oikra mitzvahs gufu b'chenek, and bitul mitzvahs is pater. So let's go back to the Gemara. Rav chizda, abayi sabah l'kir Rav chizda, u'matar sabah l'kir Rav chizda. Ha'misnabi l'akir d'avim an'atayra d'ivri ha'kol b'chenek. When it says chayiv, Rav chizda interprets it. It means chayev chenek. It does not have Avodah Zarah. According to Rav Chisda, when it's not Avodah Zarah, there's no argument. It's a second pasuk that taught it to me. That pasuk did not have Gzeirah Shavah. Since it did not have Gzeirah Shavah, I had no place that told me it meant skilo, therefore it means chenek. L'kayet mitzvahs ulevato mitzvahs, Rav Shimon Peiter, who was in the Rabbana. As we spoke at when we read it, l'kayet mitzvahs ulevato mitzvahs is pasuk according to everyone. Because this is where we do listen to a Navi, when he tells us to temporarily uproot a mitzvah. So Rashi, now Rashi's bothered, why are we speaking at Rav Shimon Peiter, who was in the Rabbanon, why couldn't the Braisa just say, Pater? So Rashi, the Gabi Chenek Dover, Rav Shimon Peiter, who was in the Rabbanon, the Gabi Chenek Dover Shalom Siv, by Chenek it says a complete thing. Ulu Rav Chisda, how did Nakat Rav Shimon, the reason we choose Rav Shimon, Hakamash Malam, the Reisha, the Tani Stamachayev, Afilu Rabbanan Bechenek. We specifically point out the second halacha is Rav Shimon to tell me that the first halacha was the Rabbanan and they agreed to Chenek. The Lois Skila, the Shar Mitzvahs being Yana the Hadacha the Skila like Sivi. So Chizda's of the opinion that there's two psukim. The Skila Pasik is only Avodah Zarah and the other one is Chenek. So therefore we don't mention, we take Chayiv. The next one says Rav Shimon Peiter to tell me that till now we were even the Rabbanon. Not that now we're not the Rabbanon, but to stress to you it's not Rav Shimon authoring the whole thing. Had it not said Rav Shimon Peiter, you could read the Brisa saying this is Rav Shimon speaking. He's the one that says Chayiv Chenek. The Rabbanon would say Chayiv Skila, like Rav Luna learned. So therefore, the Brisa speaks out Rav Shimon Peiter in the second case to tell me up to now it was Drabbanan speaking. Now it's still Drabbanan speaking, but by mentioning Rav Shimon's name in the second case, it's telling me do not think that the first case is only Rav Shimon. It's a way of the Braita telling me that the first case is also Drabbanan. By saying Rav Shimon's name in the second case and not mentioning him in the first case, it doesn't leave you any doubt. Because had the Braita not mentioned Rav Shimon's name at all, one could make an argument that this Braita is authored by Rav Shimon. It's just a brisa that not doesn't say the name of its author. By mentioning Rav Shimon's name in the second case and not in the first case, it informs you that till now, it's definitely the Rabbanon. This is also the Rabbanon. But by not mentioning Rav Shimon's name, it clearly indicates that the first part is Rabbanon also. Whereas had it meant no name, you might make an argument that Rav Shimon is authoring the whole Braisa. I mean, if you ask me, it's a roundabout way of getting the point across. It would be much easier to say Chacham Imaimrim rather than to mention Rav Shimon's name in the second case, when it doesn't mean only Rav Shimon anyway, but just to throw his name in later to make you understand that he's not the one talking till now exclusively. But that's the way the Braisa is doing it.
We have things before, some Safra, this, some Braisa, this, versus...
Yeah, right. I don't know where this Braisa is from. I can't answer the question. I don't know. And, Uba Avaydish comes back to the Gemara. Filu Amra Hayoyim Ivdua, Ulamachar Ivdua, Betua. He says, serve the Avaydish Zara today for one day, Chayav. What? Market is play and market is play. Each one will say differently. Rabbanon will say Skila, and Reb Shimon will say Chenek. Zach Rashi, market is play, Rabbanon be Skila, Reb Shimon be Chenek. Ruadin the Rabbanon, and the same thing, that's the next Rashi. Even though we have it as one Rashi, this next part of the Rashi is going in the later Gemara. As it says over here, it's a new Divra Matzko. We'll do it later. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Sava Lakar Vimnuna. Rabbi holds like Vimnuna. Umatarit Lakar Vimnuna. And he answers it like Vimnuna. Hamasnabe Lakar Dabim and Atai Rabbe Vavanis Kachav Mbe Mishar Mitzvah Chayev. Now he will not say Chayev Chenek like Rav Chisda learned. He will say Markid Islay, Markid Islay. Rabbanon say Skila, Rav Shimon says Chenek. The Chayev Mitzvah, Ulevato Mitzvah, Bishar Mitzvah. Rav Shimon Paiter, Buadim Rabbanon. Now according to Rav Nuna, we have to know why does it mention Rav Shimon's name. Chisda told me mentions Rav Shimon's name in the second case to tell me that Rabbanon agree in the first case. But if you, according to Rav Nuna, the Rabbanon holds Skila in the first case, so why mention Rav Shimon's name? So the second line in the second column in Rashi, V'hu adin l'Rabbanon. Well, Rav Nuna, hi, did not get Rav Shimon, why are we mentioning Rav Shimon's name? Ravusu, it's a Kiddush. K'loimra afilu michenek, the Rav Shimon pater. Meaning, don't think that the guy that's uprooting Shabbos temporarily is pater from Skila, but it's chayav chenek. No, even Rav Shimon who says chenek exonerates him. The coach came to Skila, the mechayvin l'Rabbanon by Kiddush HaKayav. It's a way of saying, if we would write Pater, you would think Pater from Skila, but he's Chayav Chenek. So we say Rav Shimon Pater, to tell me even Rav Shimon's form of death, which is Chenek, still we exonerate the guy that's Eicher Mitzvah and Mekayev Mitzvah. We exonerate him. Back to the Gemara. Mavaydes Kuchav, Mafilo Ayim Hayayim Yivduo Lumacher Betlua Chayav, Makeda Islay, Makeda Islay. Each one will learn it his way. Rabbanon will say Skila, Rav Shimon will say Chenek. So basically, we have one machloikus of Rav Nuna and Rav Chisda. By Eicher and other mitzvah permanently, is that included in the machloikus Rabbanon and Rav Shimon, or does everybody agree Chenek? Chisda says the machloikus Rabbanon and Rav Shimon is only by Avodah Zarah, and Rav Nuna says that the machloikus is by all permanent uprootings, and by temporary uprooting of Avodah Zarah. But by temporary uprooting of other mitzvahs, not only is there no skila, there's no chenek, and there's a mitzvah to listen to the Navi. One is obligated to listen to the Navi, even if it means violating a partial mitzvah, because a mitzvah temporarily. That's our mitzvah of Elov Tishmon, listen to a Navi, even if it entails being mevatel divrei Torah. Only a Navi mukzik, only temporary, only not avodah zarah. Those are the three conditions.
Mukzik that you have three times.
Mukzik does mean that. He becomes a Navi, he proves himself one time, he's a Navi Mukzik. A Navi is the one that comes and says, I am a Navi, and this is what Hashem said, and we say to him, maybe you're not a Navi. How do we know? A Navi Mukzik means, he has told us something was going to happen, it happened, he's established himself as a Navi. Rashi throws in the word he has to be a Tzaddik as well. And at that point, he becomes a Navi Mukzik, and he becomes an a day later, and he says, the Rabbi Shlom wants you to work the Shabbos, you have a chuyv to listen to him.
Not that I have to prove it, but what did Avraham do?
Meaning, that was somebody asked me that yesterday. Moshe asked me that yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, he asked me after this year. Where did Avraham Avinu establish his credentials as Navi Mukzik? Honestly, I don't know. But I think The Gemara is assuming that he was an Avi Mokzik, meaning Yitzchok knew his father as an Avi Mokzik. Where was that established? Do we see in the Torah that Avram predicted anything that happened? Not that I know of offhand, but the Gemara says he was an Avi Mokzik.
Maybe from Lech Lecho.
No, he wasn't an Avi. Hashem told him.
But he ended up in the place that.
I know that Avraham HaKadosh Baruch Hu talked to him, the Torah told me. How did Yitzchak know that his father was an Avi Mokzik? He must have known.
He was an Avi also.
Maybe. Maybe a way he knows. But then again, it's interesting. Because if he was a Navi also at that time, he would have been privy to that Nevuah. His father would not have had to tell him. He would have understood, unless you say that was an exception to the rule. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, "Valeu Sham Laila." Yitzchak asked his father, "Where is the Seh?" Meaning, Yitzchak was not privy to that Nevuah.
Maybe he's trying to tell his father, letting his father know, like, playing along.
Well, it's my from Chazal that he didn't know, because Chazal dashed Vayechu Shneim Yachdav before he found out, Vayechu Shneim Yachdav after he found out, it's mashma that there was a period that he didn't know. Now, it's very possible that Nevuah he was not made privy to, because he was the subject of the Nevuah. I don't know how, you know. But he knew his father was a Navi Mokzik, and therefore the Gemara says Navi Mokzik. Maybe. She was a Nevi'ah. Sarah was definitely a Nevi'ah. Dr. Gemara writes, Amar Rebbo, Amar Rebbe Yechon. Makayel of everything. Im Yom Elach Navi Avoyer Adivri Taira, if the Navi tells you transgress the Taira Shmaloi, listen to him. Chutz Ma'avayr Eskuchav. Sha'afilu Ma'im Elach Chama, the Emzer Akiya, even if he stops the sun in the middle of the sky, Al Tishmaloi. No mitzvahs, no ice, nothing that he can do should ever persuade you to listen to a Navi about Avayna Zara. Rashi, Im Yom Elach Navi Hamukzik, Avayra Adivri Taira, Hakayel Lufi Tekanis Hashah, for the necessity of the moment, the Nalio Bahar HaKarmel B'Shchutichos. Tanya Rabbi Yitzhak Lili Yomer, Higiya Taira Taira L'Saim Daitish Avayna Zkuchavim. How does he translate that line? Higiya Taira L'Saim Daitish Avayna Zkuchavim.
Well, the mindset of the prophets of the
Bodhisattva. Yeah, I mean, not 100% sure why that, how that fits in with the next line. The Fichach Nasna Taira Memshalaba. The Taira gave a, even if he controls the world, even if you see the Navi, he has a Memshala. Shafimu Maimu Lachama Be'em Tzirekhi Al Tishmalai. Meaning, the Taira said that we will give the Avodah Zarah power. They will be able to do Maisim. And your test is to say, it makes no difference. So if they tell you that in Lourdes they can heal the sick miraculously, it might definitely be true, and it's meaningless. Because the Avodah Zarah can have miracles. But it means nothing. The Torah is telling me it makes no difference. Uboha Oizva Maife. The Pasuk is saying, he provides a miracle. And he says, Ne'elchon Avdol Hemacherim. Kill him. He's a Navi Shaker, kill him. Even though he was a Navi till now. Dr. Rashi, I'm not 100% sure what the line means. The Torah got to the bottom of the Navi of Oed of Azara. I don't know what it means, it got to the bottom. Meaning,
the Torah understood well the mindset of the prophets of idolatry.
I don't know what that means. What do you mean, the mindset?
And realize that they would find ways to delude people into accepting the Avodah Zarah.
Ah, yeah, so therefore the Torah gave a strict warning. Rashi nas the Torah memshalah ba klaim afilu tira oitzer navi maisha v'oitzer ketzaynai yusiv nas in elecha oitzer maifas. Amar Rebbe Kiva chatz v'shalah.
What's going on here? I mean, a person who wants to do sorcery, right? If he was smart, well, he can... Don't say about, say something else. You know what I mean? You have a person.
Again.
You have a person.
We're talking about a Navi Mokzik.
No. What?
If he's not a Navi Mokzik, we don't listen to him.
Wait a minute. The first time, Rebbe said, you become a Navi Mokzik the first time, right? So a person through sorcery
can make himself a Navi Mokzik.
Right. Now, and he'll say something.
Maybe that's why Rashi threw in the word tzaddik.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Again, even though we never know who is a real tzaddik, because only Hashem knows the inside, I mean, I can still say a person will fake that he's a tzaddik through sorcery, you know, is, you know, the bottom line is we rely on the Rabbeinu Shlom on a lot of this. He tells us in the Torah to follow his rules, and then if somebody, quote unquote, gets around them, it's not our problem. If a person becomes another Muslim and then tells us to be Mechal Shabbos falsely, we will listen to him and we won't get punished because we did exactly what the Rabbeinu Shlom told us to do. See, if you view it in the absolute terms of if we're Mechal Shabbos, we get punished, how are we to know that we're not being deluded and tricked? But if we view it that we listen to the Torah, and if the Torah says this is the rules and we follow the rules, then it's not Chol Shabbos. Then we didn't do anything wrong. The same Rabbeinu Shlom who told us to keep Shabbos told us to listen to another Muzik. So what are we supposed to do if he went off the beaten track? We can only do what the Rabbeinu Shlom told us to do. We follow the rules he gave us. If we follow the rules, we're not doing anything wrong. So we ended up being Mechal Shabbos. Yes and no, we were, but we weren't. We did what the Torah told us to do. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Chas v'shalom shakadosh baruch hu mai mitcham elo evri retayim. The Mesiva says, Chas v'shalom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make miracles for people that transgress as well. Means he questions the validity of miracles performed by an Eivet HaBen Azara. Ella, he got Hananya ben Azar, Shemitzchilasi Navi Amos, Elubasayif Navi Sheker. What you worry about is the Navi that had provided Maisim at his point where he was a Navi Amos. Now he turns into a Navi Sheker and tells you to do something of Eivet HaZara. Now, he won't provide Maisim now, which Rebekim is of the opinion that Navi Eivet HaZara cannot make Maisim. But they have a record of having provided Maisim in the past, and therefore people are apt to believe them. And therefore, the pasuk is warning you, don't listen. So there seems to be a machlokes in Yitzchak Lili here in Rebbe Akiva. Can Nevi'e Avodah Zarah make miracles at the point that they're already of the Avodah Zarah? With the Yitzchak Lili saying that there can be a miraculous situation, things of miraculous nature happening through Nevi'e Avodah Zarah, even when they are of the Avodah Zarah. And the Torah is saying it's meaningless. And Rebbe Akiva is saying, no Eivet HaAvodah Zarah can perform miracles. They can do kishuf, they can do witchcraft, but they can't perform miracles. What they can do is, they can be a Navi Emes and perform miracles, and then on their record, ask the person to be Eivet HaAvodah Zarah. Not perform miracle for the Avodah as now, but have a record of performing miracles, and then ask the person to Avodah Zarah. I'd just like to do Rashi first. So Rashi, Shitchilasei Navi Emes, Higan, Hananya HaNavi, V'hai V'nasin Elecha Ois, V'oidei Navi Emes Yitin Loch. He'll give it to you when he's a Navi Emes. But if who Acheres? A different prophecy. Ulu B'saim Tishyamsa L'Ashiyah, when he turns into a wicked person, Yom Elavet Avodah Zichavim, the smoich alai, rely on me, sharei mukhzik ani, I had oisim maifus shinasati l'cha kvar. I had already given you an oisim maifus in the previous. Yes. That could be witchcraft. See, witchcraft, the miracles, don't ask me to explain the difference exactly, I don't know, but nobody denies that the Navi Sheker or anybody else can employ powers of witchcraft. The question is, can they perform miracles that are not under the control of witchcraft, like stopping the sun in the middle of the sky? That's the example Rabbi Yitzchak Lili gave, that a Navi Avodah Zarah might even have the power to stop the sun. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, he does not. He might have stopped the sun in a previous time in his life when he was still a Navi Emes, but he can't do it once he's a Navi Avodah Zarah. Now, Kishuf, witchcraft, still is there.
Navi Emes can create miracles. It's not being the Snobbed, they're creating it.
I know what you mean by that.
You're
going to Rabbi Akiva. Which opinion are you going in? Very technically, okay, first of all, yes. He's saying that an Avi Avodah Zarah can come over to you and say, I'll prove to you Avodah Zarah is right, say something will happen, and it'll happen. The Rabbeinu Shlom gave them that power.
Not just because it's going to happen, because Hashem is going to make it happen, it's because he's going to create it.
I don't know what it means, create. He has the power to tell you of a miracle, and it will happen. Now, whether he knows it will happen, and that's why he's able to tell it to you, whether his thing itself makes it happen, I can't answer that question. I don't know.
Kiva
says that once the guy is a Navi Sheker, he cannot tell you any miracle that's going to happen. It's not happening. It's not, it won't happen. Tishav he can do, but he can't do miracles anymore. But he has a record of miracles before he became a Navi Sheker. I just want to point out, and I mentioned it once before, and I think it's important to stress. I mean, the thought that a Navi Emes can become a Navi Sheker is really mind-boggling. Because when one reads the Rambam Yisaydi HaTayra to what level a person has to achieve to become a Navi, I mean, any Gadol we can imagine with our greatest imaginations didn't come close to being a Navi. You think of the visualized, the biggest Gadol we can imagine, he was not even close to being a Navi, who totally removes himself from Eilam Hazeh, in a certain sense. And yet, that Navi can turn into a Navi Aved Zara is a frightening thought, but that's what the Gemara deals with. And Muzik, the Navi Muzik, who turns sour. I mean, we're talking about, I mean, pick the biggest God, multiply him by billions, and we might reach a Navi. That's the Kedusha of a Navi. To be a Navi was not a, it wasn't like, you know, you woke up one morning and say, okay, I'm going to, you know, I'm signing up for the Navi course, and well, it doesn't work that way. There was a yeshiva for Navim, but it wasn't just like, you know, sign up and fill in some assignments. It was major duty. It was a total change. Yet, the Torah spends a lot of time about this Navi Muzik who might go sour. I mean, it's a frightening thought, but it's reality. I don't know. I don't know the exact guidelines of that. It makes no difference to us. But Rabbi Kiva will say he can never do a miracle. Rabbi Yitzchak Lewis says he could do a miracle. But either, they both agree he can do Kishuv. I don't know the difference. I guess you can't stop the sun with Kishuv. There's certain things you're not doable with Kishuv. Rabbi Yitzchak Lewis's example is stopping the sun amidst sky. Sure is.
You do that through sorcery?
I don't think so. That's my advice.
Another thing has a Chazaka. People, I guess, other than being able to verify it.
I mean, pick the biggest God in the world and you trust him impeccably. He's given brachas and they've worked. He's a tzaddik Yisrael Eilam. He wrote 18 svarim. And then he comes along and tells you to do something. And you're like doubtful whether you should listen to him, but his record speaks for itself. And Navi was even bigger than that. That's what I'm trying to get across. The Mishnah said that Zayman Mibat Kayan do not get skila, do not get straight for what they wanted to give the woman. They get chenek, what they wanted to give him. We mentioned the Machlokes Rishayim, whether what happens if they don't know who he is. And they're only testifying about her, and they're found Zemimim. Rashi's opinion that in that case they would get Sreifa. Tyson's opinion is that in that case they would get Chenek as well. So to Rashi, that's the Gemara. Menahani Mili. I'm Rav Acha Brei Rav Ikka. Rav Acha Brei Rav Ikka says, the Tanya Rav Yais, where are we? Right. I'm Rav the Tanya. Rav Yais, Rav Matam, Rav Lema, Rav Sisla, Rav Shazam, Rav Lazar, Rav Achiv. The Zayman Beibatz Kayan, every of the Zayman the Torah, the ones that live with them, regular Ashes Fish, for instance, the man and woman get the same punishment, and the Zayman get punishment. Batz Kayan, he bestrafer, the Aimbayla bestrafer. Zayman Beimani Yadayim, why Hukshu and why Hukshu? Compared to her and compared to him. Now there's Rashi in parentheses here. The reason the Rashi is parentheses is because it's going on the Mishnah. We didn't have it in the Mishnah, and it belongs in the Mishnah. It said over there that a lady that's married gets chenek if she's mizana, and it said marriage is l'shus habal. So we're reading the Rashi now in that case. Masra av l'shluchei habal. The father gave her over to the shluchim of the husband. Vadayin hi bederach. But like Karina la beis avia, she's no longer considered in her father's house. By Allah claimed the chol habayilim nidonim kemisas hanivelus. All other Baalim get the same Misa of the woman. Chutz mi Baal Batz Kayan. What do you need l'achiv? We don't know im loy hukshu l'bayo shem mekayv v'naisa chenek im lo shem mekayv v'naisa streifa l'achiv v'loy l'achaysay kol heichiv v'edusa mekayv v'ish v'isha. Whenever with their testimony they're incriminating, they're not incriminating, convicting a man and a lady, v'dinan cholok yihacha. Notice Rashi, whenever they do a man and a lady and the din is different, then Rashi is saying if they're only doing the lady, then they get her punishment. I mean, if they only know the woman of the Batkaya, they don't know who lived with her, then they would get Sreifa. Tysus argues in many places in Shas, and Tysus says that the Pasuk is saying that the Zayman Batkaya will always get the Misa he would have gotten, whether they knew who he was or they didn't know who he was. Hadna lochelu en anachnokim, hadna lochelu en anachnokim, hadna lochelu en anachnokim. Ho Yisrael yeshlam chelik v'olam abav. All Yidden have a chelik in olam abav. Shenemar, v'amech kulam tzadikim. Your nations are all righteous. V'olam yishu aretz. They will always inherit the land. Neitzer matoi, my planted, how does he translate neitzer matoi? You probably don't have it. It's probably
the branch of my plantings.
The work of my hands to be glorified in. Okay? That is the Qatar.